one of the areas we talk about a question in regards to, do we make the Baal Kari go back? We said so. The Baal Kari made, the mistake that he made, affects the understanding of the word which is said, or the pasuk which is said, so we have to correct him and he has to go back. One area where the person has to be careful is in the concept known as mil'el el mil'ra. Mil'el mil'ra is the concept in Dikduk, that do we stress the last syllable, which is mil'ra, means the last syllable, which is in English known as the ultimate syllable, or do you stress the syllable before that, which is known as the penultimate syllable, that's mil'el. Now, if a person is laning, and a person follows the way the trump is written in the Chumash, the trump always is placed on the posik, on the syllable that you're supposed to stress. So a person will lane it based the way it's said in the tikkun, where he learned it. If he learns it properly, he should pronounce all of the words properly, with the stress in the right place. The one exception to that is the Pashto. The Pashto, to signify that it's a Pashto and not a Kadmo, is always placed all the way at the end of the, always placed all the way at the end of the word. And if you're supposed to stress a prior syllable, so many Chumashim will have a double Pashto on top. One Pashto all the way at the end indicate that it's a Pashto, not a Kadmo. And the second Pashto is placed in the previous syllable to indicate that you're supposed to pronounce this word on the prior syllable, not on the last syllable. Otherwise, the trump is always in the right place. What happens if the person stresses the wrong syllable? As opposed to stressing the last syllable, he stresses the syllable before that, or vice versa. A person is supposed to pronounce it mil'el, and he pronounces it mil'ra. So in general, that's not a problem. But you have to be aware that there are certain words which actually that will actually change what the word means. Some of these will change the actual word and the meaning of the word. For example, one example is the word ori. The word ori, when you pronounce it mil'el, ori, means my lights. Ori means a woman should get up and make lights. It's sort of a word. Ori is a tzivri to nekeva, to go and give light, and ori means my light, or shali. So a person says ori, is when he's supposed to say ori, or a person says ori, when he's supposed to say ori, he said two different words. He said two different ideas. It's totally two different things. So a person would have to be correct at that point in time because he said something different. There are also cases where the difference between mil'el and mil'ra will make a difference in whether it's in past tense or in future tense. Example Rashi gives in Chumash, that word like bo'a, so if it's pronounced, the word bo'a means present, and bo'a, be'erev hi bo'a, means she's coming right now, and bo'a is bo'a is past tense, and bo'a is present tense. So it's two different words, or two different tenses. So Shlomo Zalman was asked this question, the case where it changes it from over to hoiver, or to osid, do you have to correct him to make him go back? So there's the simple reading of Mr. Brewer is that you would have to go back in that case. The Shlomo Zalman said, if the pshuto shel mikra could be read either way, even though, because they all understand it one way, if the pshuto shel mikra could be read either way, we do not make the person, we correct him on the spot, like we said before, but if a case he went further, we would not make him go back. But in a case where it's changing the pshuto shel mikra, the law is that he has to be, we would have to go back and correct him. Even if he went further, we'd have to go back and correct him. So a person who's laning has to be very careful to pronounce things in the proper place, even if he doesn't know his dictum. As long as he does it the way it's practiced, the way it's presented in the Chumash, he'll say it right. And the people which are listening, if they know dictum, and a person made a mistake, they obviously should correct him in those situations. Have a good morning.
Have a good day.